19-year-old man accuses woman of attacking him with machete. By Amy Furr on September 23, 2022. A man was attacked early Friday by a woman allegedly wielding a machete in Mount Clemens, Michigan, leaving him with non-life-threatening injuries. The incident occurred in the vicinity of Church Street and Gratiot Avenue when the 19-year-old man was biking to work, according to Click on Detroit. The woman was accused of attacking him with a machete-style weapon, which caused him to suffer multiple cuts. He was eventually transported to a local hospital. Witnesses told 911 dispatchers the suspect, a 28-year-old woman, was on foot a few streets over from where the incident took place and was reportedly found hiding the weapon. She was taken into custody. According to law enforcement, the investigation is active and citizens with more information regarding what happened were urged to contact the Macomb County Sheriff's Office by dialing at 586-783-8118. In August, a similar instance involving the same kind of weapon happened in Florida when a naked man was arrested after trying to steal another man's clothing while brandishing a machete, according to Breitbart News. Deputies answered a call about the nude man with the weapon near the Volusia County Fairgrounds in Deland, the outlet continued. The person who made the report told authorities that the suspect, Brandon Wright, 34, was picking palmetto berries in the woods when he suddenly ran out of the bush naked and approached the victim, demanding he hand over his clothes, wallet, and keys. The victim complied until Wright allegedly threw his machete and berries at the unsuspecting man. The victim was uninjured as only the handle of the machete hit him in the chest. The suspect then drove away in a white Dodge Challenger. However, a police helicopter eventually located Wright, who was reportedly spotted in the middle of a road yelling at passing vehicles. He was eventually taken into custody. A recent Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey found most American citizens felt safer 2 years ago when former President Donald Trump was leading the country, Breitbart News reported Thursday. Both Republicans and independents, 86.8% and 64.1%, respectively, said they do not feel as safe in Biden's America. The outlet said, adding the data was reported as communities continued suffering under the crime wave. Meanwhile, most voters believed crime was growing worse across the country while 83% said it would be an important issue during the upcoming midterm elections, according to a February Rasmussen Reports poll.